I got my friend Maurice Griffin in the studio. What is going on?
Oh my God. It's me. It's you. It's we.
It's we.
Hey, Ray, what's
going
on?
I follow you everywhere on social media, and we first started connecting when you inboxed me. Long time ago when love, peace, happiness.
Yes.
I want to do the everybody part, but I know that I will mess
everybody,
up on
everybody got.
Yeah, because my notes won't.
They won't
like,
come out?
No, not
just,
like that.
Just speak it.
Let's go back a little bit because you told me something that I didn't realize. You were on Sunday Best.
Yes.
But what season again?
I was on season 2.
That was so long ago.
Yeah, 2009.
You were 2 years old.
Mm-hmm. With an extra two on there. You know, I'm not 20, but you know.
Yeah, wow, yeah. Get out of here.
But, yeah.
So when you were doing Sunday Best, where did that take you from there?
When I was doing Sunday Best from that point, I went on a little small hiatus, but in my mind, I said, you know what? I don't want to allow any time to lapse and people forget about me because I didn't win. Mm-hmm. So what I did was I got some material I had recorded the year before, and I basically just rigged it and went to Sam's Club, got some CDs, got some DVDs, burnt those things, and I started going on the bus, and I started going to church with Greyhound as my flight attendant.
Wow.
And we went from city to state, and I ended up singing and making sure people heard my gift and heard my name and just kept going as an independent artist because a lot of times you don't have those mentors out there that's like telling you to keep going, don't let one thing stop, you know, make you feel like you have to stop. So I took the initiative to be the example and to be a light to the world to say, hey, even though I was, on one platform, it doesn't negate the fact that even though I didn't win, I should stop. I should still keep going because God has called me for this.
I love that because it's so important that people need to keep going, especially if you already know that this is what God has in store for you.
Yeah.
And sometimes the path takes a little difference. And I like the fact that you just kept going. And then we got all internet savvy.
Yeah.
And that helps as well.
Exactly.
Especially as an independent artist.
You know, when I was on off of Sunday Best, Facebook was just like booming at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
I went from having maybe 2,000 friends to 5,000 after the first week. And I grew from one page to now I have 6.
Mm-hmm.
And at the time, they didn't have like group pages or fan pages and stuff like that.
Right.
So I had to keep adding pages so I could keep my fans. I was like, I don't have a home for my fans.
I love it. But so, you put that together and stuff. So then a year and a half ago, almost 2 years, Love, Peace, Happiness.
Yes, 2020. In October, I released Love, Peace, Happiness. And I think we took it to radio, I believe it was in January of 2021.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think that it was a gospel song. I was giving Motown vibes. I was like, oh yeah, this is going to be a different genre platform. And it was speaking for me of a rebound of a situation I had encountered by being in a relationship that I didn't need to be in. It was just full of sin.
Mm-hmm.
But God pulled me out of it. And I thought that by him pulling me out of it, that what I desired, you know, was taken away from me.
Wow.
What I called my own was taken away from me. But I had to realize that nobody can take God's place. And that's what I really have to say. Nobody can take God's place.
Jesus.
He is a jealous God. And I had to get to a place where I say, okay, God, I want to sing about what you've called me to be. Love, peace, happiness, not to one person, but to the world. That's my message to the world, to showcase that you don't have to be stingy and feel like you have to give everything into one basket. Explore your options and love one to another.
Mm-hmm.
Have the peace of God in your heart, you know, that leans not to your own understanding.
Right,
and
right.
Then with those two components, you can create the happiness that you're so longing for. And with those things, I have now gotten the understanding of what love, peace, happiness means to me.
Horns, hit me!
I am in the studio with Maurice Griffin, and he'll make me run.
Run on
today.
Yes.
Everybody. So, Maurice, what is going on in your world? What's coming up and what are you doing right now?
what's coming up. I have a new single coming out. I can tell the name now. It's Loving All Day. And that song is going to speak to the world, not just to our community, the gospel community, mm-hmm. but to the world. It showcases mental health, equality, self-care. Mm-hmm. It speaks on that level, but it's got a whole vibe that's going to bring you nothing but good feel-good of type course. Music. And of course, I wanted to make sure that people knew that beforehand, so they won't be like, is this gospel? It is. It's for the Lord.
If it's about love.
It's about love, because God is love.
Amen.
And so I'm in Los Angeles right now. I am now a new formed background actor professionally, so I can say that now, thanks be to God.
Ooh,
so I'm also traveling. I'm preparing to release my anniversary record. I've been independent, and I've been independent for what, like maybe 20 years.
That's tough.
About 20 years.
But
I started when I was 15.
It.
And so because of that, I have brought some friends in, like Iyanna Crawley, Brother Haas, Alexis Spite, Kafia Rollerson, some of my Sunday best friends.
Yeah.
They came and we did a anniversary just to celebrate what God is doing in my life, and that's coming out really, really, really soon. So I'm just thankful to even be here, Randy. You know, you're one of my favorites.
Oh, likewise.
You know, that's my TikTok friend. But yeah, she my friend. And I'm just so glad to have the opportunity to be here with you. You are an excellent, vital light to this world and to this city in Detroit. And I just
so
want to
much.
Tell you, keep going, and I love you.
I love you too. And how can we find you on social media before I start crying?
Oh, cry right
don't
now.
Make me cry.
You can definitely find me on social media, Maurice Griffin. You can go to all the DSPs, digital service platform. Go there, listen, whatever. Just find me on Facebook, Instagram. I'm on there.
Yes.
I'm on TikTok too, y'all. Y'all
yes.
see me.
Yes,
I did
you
a
are.
Run challenge. Actually, y'all need to go and do the run challenge. How about that? Go to Instagram now and check it out. One of the girls, she listened to it, and she did it in 3-part harmony. Threw me for a loop.
Wow.
Amazing. Somebody do it. It's a run challenge. I'm calling it the MG Run Challenge.
It is good, too. It is good. I've been watching it. Thank you so much for hanging out with me.
Thank you, too. I love you.
I love you, too.
See ya.